rather happy there weren't that many people here. You won't hear that very often. But my nerves might get the better of me. So if I do turn white and fall, it's not a prank. Come help me, please. My hands will be twitching just a little bit. I have to say, even singing up here, I get nervous. That's why if you notice, I never look up. I'm always looking down. I started a Sunday school class, and I have to keep this to 20 minutes, right? So where'd we start? All right, good. Not too long ago for the college group, and I went through several different lessons, and then I found one of my own that I actually rather liked. There's a whole set of them. This is the first one. It's basically on balancing life's demands. If you look today, there's a lot of wrongdoing or just bad things going on, and you kind of wonder why that is, and it's... Once I started getting into this lesson, it really became apparent, you know, as people have their priorities rather out of whack. We've set our eyes, as you will, on things that aren't important anymore, and we've really lost focus. Like Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Talk about biblical priorities, aligning your life with priorities, doing what's important in a way that God says, for two reasons. One is so we can fulfill his purpose and bring God or glory to God, and two, when we do it, it is good for us. We can all admit we were designed for a purpose, right? There was a design in us, so in that design, there had to be a way for us to live our lives that we were to live them. And when we think about it, his highest and best is achieved and accomplished when there is an alignment with our priorities and with the way he has designed us in our lives to work. And it produces some painful effects when they do get out of whack. I remember when I just was doing this first lesson, it just had come to me because you hear it on the news and things like that, and it kind of works together. It's funny how things work together. I'm getting feedback, Bill. Sorry. At this time, there was just happened in the news, two wealthy people, fairly wealthy people. One, a woman owned her own business. She had to be worth more than $100 million. The other was, I think, a famous chef. Had to be worth something near $16 million. And when I had started writing this lesson that week, it came into the news that both of them had committed suicide. These were two people, pretty much should have had everything they could have ever wanted between money, business, things, you know, houses, whatever. And both of them thought it not good anymore to continue living for whatever reasons. And you got to stop and think. We get caught up in everything. I mean, they had to be caught up in their businesses and whatever we get. Work, kids, church, life, we get busy and we forget what's important and what things should come first. So everyone needs to stop and evaluate their priorities. Is your life in balance and is it being lived the way God wants it to for his glory and for your good? And we're going to go over six warning signs. We're going to start with warning signs, then we're going to try to go into a little positive of what we can do to try to work on that. So we have six warning signs, and wow, I really wish I had water. I have never really needed it that bad. Please, thank you. No, I never drink it, so it's... Oh, thank you. You already drank out of this. Good, there's laughter. I needed some of that. So the first one, we're going to go with one, is busyness. But barren of fruit. This one's called the activity trap. There's literally no time to sit down and eat. We're always busy, you may be busy. You try to think of it as you have some friends, some close friends, and they're always saying, you know, we should get together, and you know, but yeah, I just got to finish this project, or you know, I just got to finish this, and you know, and that's kind of been going on.